We do have plans established to get us on the path to meet clean air standards. I guess that's the main place where Planner comes into play. Also, I do environmental review on any CEQA documents where planning is required. But I also keep an eye on wildfire smoke, track it to see if it's going to impact our area, try to increase the amount of monitoring that our district is doing. The California Air Resources Board does most of the monitoring in our county. However, we've been trying to put out low-cost sensors in more areas throughout the Butte County to have more of a monitoring presence so folks can know more specifically what their air quality is in the local area.
So as we prepare for a potentially bad wildfire season this year, we could end up having days or maybe even weeks at a time where we have really smoking conditions. What can a citizen of the North State do to prepare their homes for a possible, week of smoky conditions?
Well, the best thing to do is to make sure that your home, or at least one or two rooms in your home, can be clean, have lower particulates than the outside air if there was a wildfire. One way to do that is if you have a house with a central HVAC system, you have a place where you can put a filter. A lot of these filters are available at a lot of the local hardware stores, or you can buy them online. Many houses and many places have what's called a MERV rating on their other filters, M-E-R-V, and that's kind of the efficiency of their filter. MERV 13 filters are usually the grade of filters that start filtering out wildfire smoke. And there's also MERV 14 and 15, which are even better, but also more expensive. It is good to have extra MERV 13 filters on hand if possible, in case there is a wildfire, because these filters can filter out a lot of that wildfire smoke.
What if you don't have an HVAC system?
All right, so if you don't have a central HVAC system, the best thing to do would be to find, find a room in your home where you're going to spend a lot of your time if there was a wildfire, and do what you can to prepare it. That could be purchasing a portable air filtration system, a HEPA filter, so that you at least have one room that can have improved air quality, somewhere usually that you would spend a lot of time, perhaps the bedroom if you're going to be, of course, sleeping there. You want to have good air quality. And also somewhere where this would also be a room where you don't have too many leaks to the outside, or where it's not drawing in outside air. There are portable air filters available locally and online. Some air purifiers may not be appropriate. I know there are some that create ozone, and these air purifiers generally are not the ones that you want to look for when trying to protect your room from wildfire smoke. You want to go more for the HEPA filter type that can really remove a lot of the particulates at a high efficiency.
Okay. So now what about small business owners? What do you recommend for business owners, especially those with employees, to do to prepare for a smoking condition to make a safe work atmosphere?
But yeah, I mean, as far as our guidance to businesses, it would be the same as homes. If they have, a central HVAC system where they can put in some higher grade filtration, or at least create some safe spaces at the place of work. From what I understand, Cal OSHA has emergency regulations in place now regarding wildfire smoke and the workplace. I would need to get back to you on the details of that, but Cal OSHA is the lead on that.
Okay, great. So now, as far as kind of deciding if you want to go outside or not, maybe it's part of your work if you're, in construction or public service or agriculture. Can you use your eyes to judge whether it's, too smoky or not to go out? Like normally I can see 10 blocks down the street. Now I can only see 4 blocks down the street because of the smoke. And so I know it's maybe that's the cutoff. Are your eyes a reliable, measurement of the smoky conditions outside?
Yeah, visibility can certainly give you a rough estimate. On our air quality index chart, which breaks out the different categories of poor air quality, whether it's moderate, unhealthy for sensitive groups, unhealthy for all, very unhealthy, et cetera. There is a visibility range in miles that corresponds with it. So if you can only see about a mile ahead of you, that's a good indication that air quality might be getting into the unhealthy or very unhealthy range. But we do have that chart available on our website. Again, it's a rough estimate. Nowadays, we do have links to almost real-time data on our website, and that's another way that folks can check to see the air quality in their local area.
Can you give us the website address for that?
Yes, yeah, so our main website is ButteAirQuality.com, and we have links to both the official monitoring stations. We have one in Chico, one in Gridley, and one in Paradise. Those are the official monitors for our area, but we also have what are known as purple air sensors. These are low-cost but easily deployable sensors that we have in several locations around the county, including Oroville, Thermalito, Magalia, Nord, Biggs, Palermo. And so we have these in some of the smaller communities around the county, as well as dispersed throughout Chico and Oroville, to kind of give a better sense of how air quality is at a more localized level. The link to that data is also on our website at ButteAirQuality.com.
What are the symptoms that you might expect someone to have when they've had overexposure to smoke?
Well, of course, those that have pre-existing conditions, some of their symptoms from, for example, asthma may be exacerbated. Usually there's stinging or watering eyes might impact everyone. If air quality is poor enough, it could also lead to difficulty breathing.
What about with people with COVID-19? Is there a higher risk of severe symptoms with the coronavirus and smoky conditions?
Well, certainly, you know, those with any sort of respiratory conditions, whether it's COVID-19 or any COPD, asthma, any respiratory conditions, are more susceptible to be impacted by wildfire smoke. So we would, you know, we would consider those with COVID-19 to be included in that group. And so they would want to take a look at air quality. There is a AQI category called unhealthy for sensitive groups. And so those impacted by COVID-19 would fall under that sensitive groups category.
So because of COVID-19, a lot of us, should be all of us, have masks, like the cloth masks. Are those going to be effective for smoky conditions?
Right, yeah. So unfortunately, a lot of the cloth masks that are available right now due to COVID-19 are not adequate to filter out smoke particles. They're very small. They can get through cotton. They can get through cloth. And they can get through a lot of the dust masks, the surgical masks, bandanas that folks are wearing. And so it would take something like an N95 respirator to protect you from wildfire smoke if you had to be outdoors. And so, you know, as you know right now, there's somewhat of a shortage with the higher grade N95 respirators. So the best suggestion would be to, you know, if possible, stay indoors. If there was to be a major wildfire creating unhealthy conditions, and if indoors, you know, try to find a space with air filtration.
Are there places in Butte County where people can seek, you know, like clean air spaces if they don't have access to one?
So there were shelters in place, during the campfire, of course. The best thing to do in Butte County, the government of Butte County would be the best point of contact on this, were there to be a wildfire emergency, but is to just check in on with local media and the county on a case-by-case basis. If a wildfire were to appear, there would be information on which places would be appropriate. Of course, you know, there needs to be some nuance because of COVID-19 with regards to clean air shelters. But again, there would be direction coming from the county or from local law enforcement or officials.
Is there anything else about air quality and wildfires that you'd like our listeners to know about that I didn't ask you about?
Well, you know, we just hope for the best. But if we were to be impacted by wildfire, either locally or, you know, from afar, because some smoke can travel hundreds of miles, depending on where the wildfire is, if we are to be impacted, you can check ButteAirQuality.com for real-time air quality data. We also have links on our website with more information on how to protect yourself from poor air quality. We have links to fact sheets on how to set up some air filtration in your home, how to protect your pets, and some other information like that.